So it's the second half of Parshas Bo. The Torah gives all of the dinim of Pesach and Tefillin and Kedusha and Kedusha and Kedusha and Kedusha and Kedusha and Hamor. Many, many dinim that enables the Beis. Rashi, in fact, in the very beginning of Chumash, quotes from the Medrash that the Torah shouldn't really be drawn from Achladis as Elohim. Chodesh Elohim is the first of the mitzvahs that is given to Bnei Yisrael as a nation, the mitzvah of Kiddush Achladis. The Rambam and the Ramban have a machlokes whether you count these as two mitzvahs or as one mitzvah. The Rambam counts Kiddush HaChadosh and Ibra HaShana as one mitzvah, and it's all based on the same pasuk, HaChadosh is Avachem Rosh Chodoshim, and so on. And the Ramban and the Sefer mitzvahs, it's strange, he doesn't point this out, and mitzvah says it quickly in Gimel, he's a long Rambam there. But the Ramban doesn't argue with it. Yishar HaShalach, he argues with the Rambam on this point. And he says that he follows the Bahag that these should be counted as two distinct mitzvahs. One mitzvah is Achodesh Zalachem, that's the mitzvah of Kiddush Achodesh, and the other mitzvah is Shamar is Chodesh Aviv, and the Gemara learns that not perfect, that you should declare Ibar Hashem. You should see to it that Pesach should always fall out in the springtime. The only way to do that is by making Ibar Hashem. But the Ramban insists that these are two distinct mitzvahs. And the Rambam and most of the Rishonim don't follow the Most of the Rishonim hold these accounted as one mitzvah, two parts of one mitzvah, Kriyas HaLuach. We have a lot of times like that in Machlokes, let's say Tefillah Shayad, Tefillah Shalosh. Are they counted as one mitzvah, two mitzvahs? That's also Machlokes in the Rishonim. They are related, they're very related to each other. There's a Seder and a Chatkilah, they're right, the first of Tefillah Shayad and Tefillah Shalosh. There is a relationship, but still they're not miyakis there yet. That's why some Rishonim say they counted as two mitzvahs, and some say no, these are two parts of one big mitzvah, so they're not miyakis there yet. That's a similar machlokes here. The Smag holds that you count as two distinct mitzvahs, but he holds not like the Ramban, you count two mitzvahs, Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra HaShana. You count Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra HaShana as one mitzvah, and then that's a mitzvah on the Tzibur, that they should get together and see to it that they put the rack together and make Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra HaShana. And then there's a mitzvah hamutavas hakol yachid v'yachid of u'lamadatam asisem kihichach maskam u'dinaskam le'inehu amin. So the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos around that fine hay, that fine vav, that refers to chishuv tkufas v'dimatriyos. He says that the pshat and that's a separate mitzvah. And the Smag claims that that separate mitzvah is a mitzvah hamutavas hakol yachid v'yachid, that the individual members of Kol Yisrael should keep the chesedment to see that the Bezdin HaGadol made the Kiddush HaChodesh Nidra Hashana properly. Everybody should make the chesedment on their own to make sure that the calendar that's printed is correct. We don't do that. Most people don't do that. According to the Smag, we're all missing a mitzvah min HaTorah. Everyone is supposed to make the chesedment on their own to make sure that we're observing the Yom Tov and the Rosh HaChodesh at the proper time. There is a major problem. Who's making the Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra HaShana Bizman HaZeh? Rambam's opinion is that you need Bez Nagor Leikuvim. Ramban says you don't need Bez Nagor Leikuvim. When you have a Bez Nagor, the proper thing is that they should declare Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra HaShana. When you don't have a Bez Nagor, then any Bez Nagor 3 Smuchim can do it. But they both agree that you need a Bez Nagor 3 Smuchim. Bizman HaZeh, no one has any Smuchas, so and no one's doing any Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra HaShana. So this is what the long Arichas and the Rambam is, and this says the Kuflim Gimel. And the Sefer HaMitzvah has a long arichas on that. Who's taking care of the Kiddush HaChodesh Nidra Hashem? So that, there is a long Ramban there too, on the Kuf Nun Gimel, where the Ramban gives a different answer to this question. Most of the Rishonim give the answer that the Ramban gives. Most of the Rishonim and the Goyim give the answer that the Ramban gave. Who's taking care of the Kiddush HaChodesh Nidra Hashem today? Why don't we say that the no Rosh HaChodesh and the no Yom Tovim? Shabbos will still be there, Isaac. The Shabbos happens by itself, but Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur should only be with the Rabban, and maybe not at all. Maybe not at all. So the Ramban and many Rishonim and Gadol, most of them say that Hillel Hasheni was Mekadosh Ol HaChadosh and Ma'abar Ol HaShan Ma'adi as Goel Tzedek until Mashiach will come. He knew that it was imminent that there would be a Bikla Smicha, that there wouldn't be Smuchim who would be able to declare Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra HaShana. So he declared in advance. Ayi Gemara says that if you declare next year as a Shanim Uberes, it's not Chal even to the Evet. You have to only declare this year as a Shanim Uberes, even to the Evet it's not Chal. So the Ramban asks that question on himself. So he says that's only the Rabbanim. And Minatari, you can't even declare in advance. And Hecha Divi Yefshe, then you revert back to the Din Derais. And Hil Hashem saw Hashem saw, Hil Hashem is the grandson, a great grandson of Rabbi Ranasi. So he saw that the times would soon come that they wouldn't be able to do Kiddush HaChodesh in Rosh Hashanah. So he was Mekadosh HaLachadosh and Abba Rosh Hashanah in advance. And this is in disagreement with the Rambam. But the Rambam says, this girl points out there are sources, and there is a source for the Rambam also. The Rambam didn't invent it, he got it from Rabbi Hanan, who got it from the Goyim, but this Machloikis is an ancient Machloikis. It preceded the Rambam and the Ramban by quite a few generations. The Rambam claims that there is a halacha l'Moshe Sinai, that whenever there's no Bezdin who is able to declare Kiddush HaChodesh Nivra Hashanah, then the Kriyas HaLuach happens by itself. And that's Kriyas HaLuach Api HaFejman. Api HaFejman means that it happens by itself. It doesn't mean that there was a Bezdin who was Mekadosh everything in the Abba HaShanah in advance. It happens by itself. So Ramban asks, where does it say any word in the Gemara that there's such a halacha l'Moshe Sinai? So apparently the Ram holds that they kept it a secret. They kept it such a good secret that no one ever knew. It wasn't mentioned anywhere. So that's what the Brisker Rav and the Seif on Rashan points out. Yeah, the Gemara talks about the Sod of Ibur, the secret of Ibur Hashanah. Rabbi Hanan, and that Gemara Rashan says at the end of the second part, what's the Sod of Ibur? What's the secret? It was a deep thought secret, apparently, that the Chachamim felt that they wanted to keep it a secret. Very strange. In addition to these two parts of this mitzvah, Chodesh HaZalachem, that you have Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur HaShanah, the Ramban on this Chumash claims, the Ramban on this Pasuk claims that there is a another mitzvah in this Pasuk, a mitzvah in HaTorah, that Chodesh Nisan should be the first month of the year. That you should count the months by Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, Chodesh HaShlishi, and so on. Pashat Pshat is that that's what Rashi says also. Ha-Chodesh Hazeh Harehu Levana B'chidush Niyam Olof Shayirech Nishkate Shiyolach Rosh Chodesh. But ain't Amiki Yotem De Pshuto. So what's the Pshuto? So he says, he told him that Rosh Chodesh, Chodesh Nisan is month number one. That's what Rashi says. That seems to be Pshuto Shamikra. And for what purposes? Why did the Rabban Shalom declare that Chodesh Nisan should be counted as a Chodesh HaRishon, month number one? So the Ramban says, in order to incorporate a Zeichel Yitzis Mitzrayim into the calendar, we should incorporate the Gula into the Luach. And the Ramban continues to say that when he came back from the Bayi Sheni, and the Yerushalmi says in Rosh Hashanah that Shmos Chodoshim Ovri Moham Yibovel, that they introduced the names for the months, but until then he used to call it Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni. And then I'm going to call it Nisan Yosivin, but Lachari, that's a bitla mitzvah. So Ramban says, no, that's a hemshech of the mitzvah. So just like the Torah gave us a mitzvah, we should incorporate the gula from Tzrayim into the Luach, so too, included in the mitzvah, we should incorporate the gula from Golas Bavel into the Luach as well. And that's why the Davka, they had to incorporate the Shmos Chodoshim, they had to take something with them back from Golas Bavel and incorporate it into the law. That was a mitzvah. It wasn't that it was an indication of assimilation, that they were picking up goyish things, that they gave names for the months. No. That was a chelik of the mitzvah. Rabbi Yochum Perlow, in his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvah of Sadigoyen, points out that none of the other Rishonim seem to go along with this Ramban, the Shmos Chodosh Molo Imon Bava. They seem to assume that it wasn't a mitzvah at all, just that that's what happened. It's a little strange according to Rambam, because you have Pesukim in Novi before they came back from Golas Bavel, before they even went into Golas Bavel, where they're referring to the months with names. So if you're going to the Ramban, this was the Kiyama Mitzvah of incorporating the Geula from the Golas Bavel into the Luach, so why did they do that before the Golas Bavel was over, before they even went to Golas Bavel? It's a little strange. Don't you have Pesukim in Malachim and I think in the Nevi'im before the Golas Bavel? That was ready in it. What about Chodesh Ziv in Malachim? Yeah, but still they had names for the months, not only numbers. So Ramban sounds as if they always had numbers until Gula from Golas Bavel, then they switched to names because of the Mitzvah. And the Lashon HaYishalmi Shmos Chodoshim Olu Imoem. It doesn't say in Yishalmi that they did it bedafti. That's like a gift. It's very strange. The question is whether this mitzvah still applies Bizman HaZeh. The Ramban, the way the Ramban says, and Rashi says that that's the Pshut Rishon Mikra, that you have to count the months according to numbers in order to remember that the Yitzias Mitzvah wasn't Chodesh Nisan. We don't do it at all today. when you get married, when you get divorced, when you do your machiras chametz, whenever you write an official document, you only write what name of the month it is. No one ever writes what the number of the month. When you speak about what month it is, it's Shvat. No one says what, I don't even know what number of the month it is. Shvat, brother, 11th month. No one even says, no. No one ever talks about what the number of the month is. So aren't we all mevapo and mitzvasesim in Atev? So the Sefer HaYikorim quotes this Ramban, and he says that this mitzvah ended at the time of Gula from Golas Bavel. And at that time it was switched. The nature of the mitzvah deraisa was switched. And Abba Benel has a whole attack against him in his story, and he says, how can that be? The mitzvahs from Atev don't switch, they don't change. This is not so. So the shayla is, if you hold like the Abba Benel, that the mitzvah deraisa doesn't change, and it still applies to Zman HaZeh, so why are we all mevapel this mitzvah in Atev? Whenever we refer, we don't say that today's the 11th month, we say today's Chodesh Shvat. So Rabbi Yochum Perler, in his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvah of Sadin, again quotes from the Ibn Khabib, who put together the Yan Yankiv. Yan Yankiv is a link of all the Agadikas in the Gemara. So they have in the bottom of the Yan Yankiv, they have the Marsha that appears in the back of the Gemara in tiny letters, the Kedushi Agadis, today they're printed in big letters. And then they have Rashi in places, of course, but then they have other additional mepharshim that don't appear in the back of the Gemara. It's interesting. Whenever you come to Agadita, you should really look it up in the Yan Yankiv, because you're bound to find commentaries that you won't find in the back of the Gemara. There are some in the back of the Gemara you won't find the Yan Yankiv also. You can look both up together. You have time. You can always look everything up. You can always find something good. If you look hard enough, you'll find very good comments. And the one who put the Yan Yankiv together has his own commentary on the bottom. Ibn Khabib, he has his own. So he has a comment on this idea, why don't we fulfill this mitzvah? He says the Deichik, the Koshi Godel, he says that apparently this mitzvah only applies when a person is interested in counting the months with numbers, and then he should start counting from Chodesh Nisan. But he's interested in giving them names, he's not holding by giving them numbers, then there's no bitul mitzvah. The mitzvah only begins to apply when you're using numbers. A difficult limitation. The case you got, I don't know, that's kind of what we rely on. No one fulfills this mitzvah today. Everybody assumes like that. We assume like the Yikor, but the mitzvah no longer applies. And we assume like the Yichadiv, but it only applies in such a case. The Rambam has an interesting comment in the Sefer Mitzvah Kufnu Gimel, that the Abnezer talks about the beginning of the second chelik and the tshuvas Abnezer, and others talk about the Rambam says that if Bizman Azer that we follow Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibur HaShon al Pi HaChesh, when it happens automatically, when the time Allah HaMoshe Mishinai, what does that mean that it happens automatically? Automatically. The Rambam says no, not automatically. He says that the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, they are the ones who are Makadosh HaChadoshim and Abed HaShonim, because only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are considered the Klal Yisrael. The Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz are not Klal Yisrael. And that's why we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that the Jewish nation would never be wiped out. So Klal Yisrael would never be wiped out. So what that means is that there would always be a yishuv of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. And if Chas V'Chalila, the Rambam writes on Shalosh, the Sefer Mitzvah is in translation. The original Sefer Mitzvah is written in Arabic, but that's the way it says in translation. If Chas V'Chalila, there wouldn't be any Jews at all living in Eretz Yisrael, that would be equivalent to Kimbayon, to the utter destruction of the Jewish nation. The fact that there are Jews all over the world, in Washington Heights, in other communities, there are Jews who live all over the world, that's not the Ikar of Klal Yisrael. The real Klal Yisrael is only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam says that today also, that you have the Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibur HaShana al Pi HaChesh, but it doesn't mean that it happens by itself, it means that it wouldn't mean the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, Kaddish Kadosh and Abishan. What does it mean? So the Ramban asks, what is he talking about? But the Rambam knows that nobody has any sniff of his mind here. Smith has the Yishin Kiyish HaMoshe HaBeinim, the Shalshavah HaMaserah Smith was broken, so nobody has finished. What is he talking about? They're Mekadosh Kadosh Ma'avishon. So it's very difficult, so some, it's very unclear. So some understood, there was a girl in Europe who wrote a tshuva sefer Nefesh Chaya. He was the Rav in Kalish. He was the son-in-law of Yishul the Kutna, I think. So he has a Simon Aleph in his tshuva, Nefesh Chaya, that we have to be in the Kaddish Kadosh Ma'abishayim today. You have to get a dozen or three rabbis together and it's only Kaddish Kadosh Ma'abishayim with Manazah. So Rabbi Neiz in the beginning of the second Chelek Arachayim gives him over the head and he says that that's not Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam just means that the Jews, doesn't mean the Rabbanim, the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are Nohag, that's how Rabbi Soloveitchik always said. Anohei, when Rosh Chodesh is and when Yom Tov is, so then Nihug is Koveya that it's really Rosh Chodesh in Shana Pshuta and Shana Moberes and so on. It doesn't mean to say that that there is really a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not talking about a Beis Din. It means that the Yisraelim who live in Eretz Yisrael, they are the Iker of Klal Yisrael. But there were others who made this suggestion. All right, not like the Nefesh Chaya said that we should establish a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael. They should be Mikadosh for Dov Nabasham. There is no Beis Din. No one has any real smicha. But still, all of the calendars that we use should come from Eretz Yisrael. We shouldn't use a Manashevich calendar. We shouldn't use a Riverside calendar or whatever, Yeshiva University calendar, OU calendar. The calendar should all be sent from Eretz Yisrael with the Haskama of the Gedolim there. The Mishnah Berurah and the other Gedolim point out that there were times in history that the people who printed the calendars didn't know what they were doing, and they misled the Shabbos. Everybody knows when Shabbos is, that you can't mislead. But when Rosh Chodesh is, and in Meila, when Rosh Hashanah is different, in case of Shavuot Sukkos is, that you can mislead people. If you just take a Gedolim calendar, and then we used to get somebody to mark down when the Yom Tov mark. Shabbos, everybody knows when Shabbos is. So we mark down when Rosh Chodesh is. So it's not always the same every year. Sometimes Kislev has 49 days, sometimes 30 days, sometimes it's Shana Pshuta, sometimes it's Shana Muberes. If you have the guy marking down, doesn't know what he's doing, so he's going to mark down the wrong number of days in the month. Then he's going to mark down the other Tov on the wrong day. So there were times in history, different occasions, that the people of the Hamoinam and different communities observed the Yom Tov and the Rosh Chodesh on the wrong day, because the calendars were printed by people who were not learned. So Mishnah Berurah and others point out that it's not proper that they have some, any old person prints a calendar. They should have, the big Rabbanim should do it. There are many kind of that the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael should do it. Not that we should put together a bezin that we can't do, we don't have any bezin, but at least the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael, because based on the Rambam, that the Kriyas HaLuach has to be done after in Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah Shleima, he quotes from the truth, from he always quotes, Lach, Molo, so he quotes from the Tshuvas HaGaonim, that in their time, they used to rely on the calendar that was sent from the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael, even though they knew how to figure out on their own, the big, deep secret about how to make the calendar, they also knew. But still, because the Ikar Din should be that Kriyas HaLuach should be done in Eretz Yisrael, they would wait till they'd sent them a calendar b'Tzav from Eretz Yisrael. I think in this year, Shana B'Shana, that the JNF puts out together in conjunction with the Heichal Shlomo, somebody published an essay again, Din Ba'ir Din. We should insist on the Rabbanus HaRosh is having a Bezin. There isn't a real Bezin, but they should have a committee of Rabbanus who should be in charge of making a Luach. Instead of some leaving it up to everybody, you should have one central body. They should make the Luach and send it to Chutzlo. This is what Rabbanu throughout all the generations used to find. It still hasn't been done.
Nowadays, what is different than what they meant? This is what some shabbos is doing. Everyone had the same thing.
No, I remember in recent years that one of the funeral homes printed a Luach that had the wrong day for Rosh Chodesh. Somehow everything else straightened out later on. Everything was right, but if they had the Rosh Chodesh printed, they had 2 days Rosh Chodesh, and one day instead of 2 days, they had the wrong day Rosh Chodesh. If you look on the Luach, you can be misled. If the person dies at home, you can be misled to say Yalav Yov on the wrong day. I think there's the printer's error. Yeah, that too. That's in the Mishnah Berurah. So the printers used to make the Luach. So sometimes young boys used to make the Luach.
It's not like they're figuring it out themselves, they're looking at someone else's calendar.
Right, right. So someone who makes the first calendar, that's the shot. So the first calendar ought to be made by people in Eretz Yisrael. That was the time. So the Bnei Yisrael were commanded to bring a Korban Pesach. This was an unusual Korban Pesach. Normally Korban Pesach is in the Beis HaMikdash. And deserved the dam on the Mizbeach, and the Makta the Amurim on the Mizbeach. So what did they do here? They were commanded to deserve the dam on the two mezuzos and on the mashkel. I never noticed it. When I was Mavis Edwards, I never paid attention so much. But the Rishonim asked the Kasha that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu how to do this Zrikas Adam, He told him first to do the dam on the Shtei Mezuzos and then on the Mashkot. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said it over to Bnei Yisrael, said it over Fakir, he got them on the Mashkot, the Shtei Mezuzos. So the Rishonim asked, why did Moshe Rabbeinu change the mitzvah? If the Baruch Hashem called it to do in one way, why did he change it to do it in a different way? So all the Tirutzim that I saw were very difficult. Somehow I thought the Kasha was better than Teres. I never noticed it. The Nasnal Shtiam Zizos Yala Mashko. The Teres is based on Pasuk Zion. The Teres Boker tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Rehya Moshe Amon Moshe, first on the two Mezuzos, then on the Mashko, then Moshe Rabbeinu, when he tells it over to the Nisal and Pasuk Chabbeis, he says, Pasuk. The Gemara in Zrochim says, where's the Zvika on the Mizdeh? So the Gemara says, the two Mezuzos and the Mashko constituted the Mizdeh. What exactly does that mean? It constituted the Tapa and the Mizdeh. What kind of a funny Mizdeh is that? Should some certain rights? What it is true is that it's loved after, that's the Melitza of the Amma. It means that it was a substitute for the Mizdeh. It wasn't the real Din Mizdeh. It's not that Mitam HaRasha had a Din Mizdeh. Mitam HaRasha, there is no need for Zvika on the Mizdeh. They needed Zvika on Shtei Mezuzos V'Al HaMash. So that's how the Kulchem, they quote this Chuvas Chasam Sefer, in order to interpret Pshat in a Targum Yerushalmi on the Pasuk in Chavdeis, Utsvalten Bada Masher Basov, Rashi says Bakli. They have to have a Dam in their Kli. So the Targum Yerushalmi, the Targum Yerushalmi says on this Pasuk, a Kli Cheres, one of the Pacha. How do you have the Ruach HaKadosh to know that it's a Kli Cheres? There are a lot of strange things in the Targum Yonasan and Mezuzah. It's a big problem. We don't know exactly who wrote the Targum Yonasan and Mezuzah. We don't know exactly what was it by somebody from the group of the Karoim, because it has a lot of times karyotic interpretation. So we should we not print it in our Mikros Gedolos? We shouldn't look in it? Or somehow, no. We will be able to overcome all these obstacles and we'll be able to say, well, he's fine written, explaining away all of those difficult passages in the Targum Yishah and the Targum Yonasan, based on the assumption that it is a traditional work, a holy work. It's a big problem. Anyway, this is one of the strange Targum Yerushalmis on this pasuk. Sof Madam Moshe Basov and one of the Pachas. So the Kuchemda says that one Talmud Chacham once asked him, what is the Targum Yerushalmi driving at? He suggested that maybe this is what he's driving at, that normally there is a din that the Kli that you use for Zvikas Adam has to be a Kli Shoros. And a Kli Shoros and Achleti Satan Roim, where the Shel Eitz is good. You know, in the end of Sukkot. The left person, second, and Lulavar Rover, where the Kli Eitz is good for Kli Shoros, it has to be got for Kli Mateches. But the Kli Cheres is Mustam, the Cholodei, all the Tanaim agree that that's not acceptable. So that's what the Targum Yonasan means to say here. It's Altam Adam, Asher Basov, that there was no Mizdeh, there was no real Zvikas Adam here, the whole thing was purely Harosh Shor. It's not that the Shtei HaMezuzos V'Al HaMashkot had a Harosh Shor of a Mizdeh. No, it wasn't really a. It was a Hirasha, everything was a Hirasha. So therefore, it didn't really have a dinner Kli Shoros. So therefore, there was no need to use Dafke Kli Shoros. It didn't have to be Dafke Kli Matechas or Kli Eitz. Even Kli Cheres was good. So the Targum Yonasan doesn't mean to say that Dafke they had to use a Kli Cheres. They could even use a Kli Cheres if they wanted to, because for sure it didn't have a din of Kli Shoros. That's how the Kli Chemda wants to say. But what with this Shinui? Why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu changed the Tzivui Hashem? So I saw in the Torah Shleimah, he quotes from the Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of the Rishonim, the Kido, and his Pirush HaKumish ever so often quotes from this Rabbeinu Ephraim also. I don't know if it was printed yet. He quotes, the Torah Shleimah quotes from this Rabbeinu Ephraim, Tzayyad, could be that by now it's printed. So he has an interesting comment. He says that the three Zvikas, Ashtei HaMezuzos V'Al HaMashkot, constituted the Shem Hashem. Step number one. In the world did he get this from? So the Torah Shleimah points out that this says the Ferish and the Zohar. So just like the printers today, when they print the Siddur. So they write Baruch Atah Hashem, so a lot of times they write Yud. Baruch Atah Hashem for Yud. So years ago, there was another practice, and somebody started to have it, would put three Yuds in a row, and sometimes they'll put two Yuds with a Yud on top. So the mocker of the three yuds is in the Zohar. And then he quotes the Zohar in this pasuk, that the Zvika and the two mezuzahs and the Mashko, the Risi is Adam, the Fasachti al Abatim, and so on, the Fasachti Aleph. And why the Risi Fasachti? I'll see the Shem Hashem on the Batim Bnei Yisrael, so I'll tell his Baruch Hu will skip over them. So that's premise number one. But the Rabbeinu Ephraim assumes like that, he had the Zohar. Or the Zohar had hit, whatever. Or the Baruch Mechavan of the Berechot. that the Zvikas represent the Shem Hashem. Then step number two, he assumes, like the Mishnah Chachamim, there's a Sefer Rambam called Mishnah Chachamim. Mishnah Chachamim writes, every so often they quote this, Menachas Chinuch is fond of quoting Mishnah Chachamim. And the Pesach Tshuva quotes whatever he had. Now they printed more Mishnah Chachamim than the Rambam. Years ago they only had, I think, one Chedek. Now they printed on the whole Rambam, more than they had years ago. So the Pesach Tshuva in Hilchos Sefer Torah and Chedek Gimel Yod Hei quotes the Mishnah Chachamim, that there is a din that Tefillah and Mezuzahs have to be written to Sidra. You have to write all the oisiyos in order. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the Kaddish, the Yach, everything has to go in order. That if you left out a letter was nimchat or nifsak, nifsal, and you want to correct it later, that's only good in the Sefer Torah. You can correct what's missing later. Correct what was nifsal or nifsak later. But in Tefillah and Mezuzahs, every letter has to be written to Sidra. That's what it says in the Mechilta. Right, in the Gemara, this din is never mentioned anywhere. In fact, Tosis says not so. Tosis on Menachos. In Perek HaKoinitz Rabbah, when the Gemara talks about the din of Tefillah and Mezuzah, at the end of Perek HaKoinitz Rabbah, Tosis talks about taking an old Sefer Torah that you can't use anymore, that they put in Sheamus. You take a Sefer Torah, what if it has, let's say, Parshas, Kadesh Bahiyah Kiviyach, or written in one column in the Sefer Torah? Let's say written in a column in the Sefer Torah. So you can take this whole Sefer Torah that you can't use anymore and write let's say you have Shema B'Hayom Shamoah in an old Sefer Torah. So on the top of a column, so you can take this old Sefer Torah and write Kadesh V'Yekiv Yach on top of it and use it as a Parsha Shabbat. So the Mephoshim asked, what's on the bottom of the page, they tell you to look on the Taz in Arachayim. He asked, what's going on? You have to write to Sidron. What do you mean? You can't take a Sefer Torah and old Sefer Torah that you can't use anymore? And that's a din of Malam HaKadosh V'lo Moridna. You're not allowed to take a Sefer Torah and use it for a Tefillin. But otherwise you would be able to use it for a Tefillin. How can you use it for a Tefillin? If you have Kaddish over there, the Shema V'Hayom Shemoah over here. Because it says, no, you'll take this column that has Shema V'Hayom Shemoah, and on top of the column is empty parchment. So you write on top of the parchment, Kaddish V'Hayom Yachor, and you want to use this for the Bayesh HaYach. That's what the Gemara says, that you're not allowed to do it because Malam HaKadosh V'lo Moridna, that Kedushas HaTefillin is lower than Kedushas Sefer Torah. So the Taz that they tell you to look up on the bottom of the page of Menachos, the Taz asks on Tosis, what are you talking about? What happened to the din of the Sidra? The Talmud Tosis never heard of that din. Tosis didn't require to see with the Sidra. They didn't have a Shulchan Aruch. Tosis didn't have a Shulchan Aruch. We have in the Mechilta, it says it has to be the Sidra. See that the Tefillin and Mezuzah has to be the Sidra. And Tosis perhaps didn't have that din. Perhaps Tosis held that there is a din to Sidra, but they learned Pshat differently. That the Sidra does mean that every letter has to be written in order. The first letter has Kuf, Kadesh, Royukin Yachar, Kuf has to be written before Dalit, which in turn has to be written before Shin, and so on. No, the letters have to appear in the proper order. That's all it means. Maybe Ksivit Kisidron doesn't mean that the Maisat Ksivit should be Kisidron, but it should appear in the proper order. That if you have, let's say, Shema B'Hayom Shema on the bottom, and you write Kadesh V'Yach on top, so all the letters appear in Kisidron. Lemute what? The inclusion of what? So the doesn't have to be Kisidron. So if they're also going to speak, you're going to write the Rashi's verbatim, you're going to write it backwards and it's going to be kosher. No, the answer is in the Sefer Torah, if you left out a word, you can be Tola Ben Ashikmi. You can stick in the word or a letter in between the lines. As any case, in Tula Mezuzah, you can't stick in between the lines. All the words have to be in order. So if you left out a word, so you erase a couple of words in the middle of the Tula and then you rewrite it. So places perhaps all the places in Tola, there's no been a Steve of Kisidra. The Tzav should be Misudar. Kisidra? Or maybe they never heard the Chalalim holding Kisidron, whatever. But the Shulchan Aruch states that there is a din of Kisidron, and not only that there's a din of Kisidron by Tefillin and Mezuzah, that it has to be exceeded Kisidron. Every letter has to be written Kisidron. But by Sefer Torah, the din does not apply. Does the din ever apply to any part of the Sefer Torah? No. So the Pesach Tshuva says, no, not so fast. There is a Mishnah Chachamim who says that it applies to the Shem Hashem. All the Shemis in the Sefer Torah have to be written Kisidron. Where does he get this from? It's based on a Mordechai. I think we must have discussed what we learned about Tefillin. The Mordechai comments on a Rashi. The Mordechai says, if there's a din of Mukav Vil, when you write Tefillin and Mezuzah, you have to be careful that the letters don't touch each other. Every ois has to be encircled with blank parchment. If the letters are touching, so each letter, the two letters that are touching, are not Mukav, they're not surrounded with empty Vil. Vil Cholam. The din of Mukav Vil. So Rashi Shita seems to be that Mukav Vil doesn't apply to a Sefer Torah. We pass in otherwise. We pass in applies to all Sefer Torahs to the Mezuzah. Uksav Tom, Siva Tamo. Uksav Tom, Al Mezuzah. You need to see the Tamo for Sefer Torahs to the Mezuzah. We learned the Gemara the other day, Memhem Beis, that the Gemara applies Ukshartem, Ukshartem Achsaptem, Yishayeshna Bikshir, Yishayeshna Bikshir, that the Gemara Sivah applies to the same third term, the same thing. So the Mordechai understood Rashi is saying otherwise, that Sivatamo, to the exclusion of Mukhul Gil, is only a psul, is only a paslus by tefillin and mezuzahs and by shem Hashem when they say the prayer. But see the shemus and the say the prayer have the same chomer hadin as tefillin and mezuzahs. So the Mishnah's Chachamim says based on that, just like the Mordechai equated see the shemus and the say the prayer to see the tefillin and mezuzahs that it requires mikvah vil, so too see the kisidron, this requirement that appears in the Nechilta. So the mezuzah has to be written to Sidra and applies also to Shem Hashem. And I'm talking applies to Shem Hashem. So the Rashash picks on this Mishnah Chacham and he quotes the Rashash and Yuma and the Mishnah that there was one fellow who was able to hold four pens in his hand at the same time and write four letters at the same time. So the Mishnah says, comments on the passage, Shem Zecha Tzadik Lebrach and Shem Yishan Yirkav, that the Tzadikim should go down in history for praises and the Rishayim should be Yirkav. Yirkav means not that they're Shem Yishan Yirkav, the name should rot. A name can't rot, but it means Shem Yishan Yikov, that the reish is an extra reish. People who come from certain parts of New York pronounce words like that, no? No? But he's speaking R and so you have various places in Tanakh. You have words like that with an extra reish, you have words like that. So that's what the Mephoshim is saying from. Shem Yishan Yikov is the same thing Shem Yishan Yikov. Yikov means the curse. So the Mishnah in Yuma lists off a couple of people who go down with their Roim, they go down for curses throughout all the generations for all the terrible things that they did. And one of these people was this guy who knew how to hold a pen, four pens at the same time, write four letters, and he didn't want to teach the secret to anybody else. So the Rashi asks, so why should he go down in history? So he had a patent and he didn't want to teach anybody else's secret. So what's the big deal? So he could write four times his fear, so he says, no, the story is that he used to write the Shem Hashem, Yitke Vatke. And he didn't want to teach anybody else how to do that, and it's a big Gevaldige Milo, because when you write Yitke Vatke, you write Yitke, you already have a Shem. Then when you write Vav, you've undone the Shem. Then when you write the final letter, K, then you've restored it and made it better. So when you write the letter Vav, it's in a certain sense a Mechitis Hashem. It's not really actually Mechitis Hashem, but in a certain sense it is because you've undone the Shem Hashem. Let's say you have Yitke. And then somebody writes a hey in the beginning. So he just changed the whole word. He didn't do Mechitis Hashem, but he just changed it into a different meaning. So in a certain sense, it's Mechitis Hashem. So the Maila of writing Yudkei Vavkei Devastachas is Gvaldik, and he really should have told it to everybody else, and no one would even violate this slight violation of, I think the Menachaskin of Holstein has that shot, no? That the four letters that he wrote together were Yudkei Vavkei, and he really should have told the secret to everybody else, there wouldn't be even a slight violation of Mechitis Hashem. But then the Rashash asks on that, how can that be? Probably the Menhaskin and the Rashash probably both quoted from the third day, I forgot. Probably someone says that shot on the Mishnah Yud. But then the Rashash asks the Kasha, but if you need to see the Kisidron, if the Kisidron's quotation from the Mishnah Chachamim is right, the Shemus needs to see the Kisidron, so how can he write all the four letters at the same time? It's a lack of see the Kisidron, should he puzzle? Unless you say no, that Allah just says that Shalot Kisidron is possible. It's not that you have to write the first letter before the second letter, in turn before the third letter, which in turn should be written before the fourth letter. If you write all letters with Asachas, it'll also be good. But as long as you don't write it, Shalot Kisidron. That's what the Minchasina talks about. What if you'll print? What if you'll print Tzidron and Mezuzis? So it's a problem of Tzidron Shalot Kisidron. But it's based on this Mishnah, it would appear that that's not a lack of Shalot Kisidron. When you print, all the letters come out with Asachas. But the Shaila, is that called, it's not considered, but it's not Shalot Kisidron, it's all of Asachas. According to the Rashash's comment on this Mishnah, it would appear that it would be good. So this is a Shaila, whether he's right or wrong. Is there a requirement for Ksiva Kisidron and Shem Hashem or not? So this Rabbeinu Ephraim, Arishan, says that that's the Pshat over here. After his brother told Moshe Rabbeinu, they should do this Yikas Adam, Aftei HaMezuzis, Vala Mashkov, the three Yud, two Yud, one next to each other, and one Yud on top, that should be the Shem Hashem. We see as Adam, if I saw the Yalab Aleichem, and I'll see the Shem Hashem is on your own. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want them to write the Shem Hashem Kisidron, because he thought that many of them would be in a state of tumah. Many of the nations would be in a state of tumah, and it's improper to write the Shem Hashem between. So that's why he told them adopted to write it the other way, because the Shem Hashem is nicht of Shemay Kisidron ain't book Yusha Klal. That's the Lashon of Rabbeinu Ephraim. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was Mishana, the Tzibur Yashem, and he said you should put first the Yud on top, And the mashgiach then on the stair mezuzos. How can he do this if they're not yoytzim and brings yichus hadat? The kasha is that, forget about what the answer is. The kasha is stronger than anything. How can Moshe Rabbeinu be mishana d'tzivei Hashem? So this Rabbeinu Ephraim gives an answer, and this is his wild answer. This is unbelievable. That the three zrikas represent the Shem Hashem, like the Zohar says, and Hashem Shalot Kisidron doesn't have a tradition of Hashem. So he, the doctor told him to write it Shalot Kisidron because he was afraid that many of them would not be mitire themselves. Before you write Hashem Hashem, you have to go to mikvah, you have to be mitire yourself. So he was afraid that the kids rely on the Hamoy Nam, that they should be mitire themselves before Kisidron Shem Hashem. I saw the Tzedek Ladera. Quotes a pshat that the Velt says. He doesn't attribute it to anyone specific. He says, the Velt says that the pshat is like this. I never noticed this either. I never noticed it. When we rush through Mavis Sedra, I never pay attention. When I rush through Shir HaShirim, I never noticed either. When Shir HaShirim is a love story, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes every feature of the Kala's body from toe to head, and B'nai Yisrael describe every feature of the Chassan's body from head to toe. Why is it one is from head to toe, one is from toe to head? At least Rashi pointed this out. Never learned Rashi and Shir HaShirim. Rashi at least on Shir HaShirim pointed out. That's what the Tzedek Ladera thought. But Rashi says that B'nai Yisrael love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they describe every feature of the Chassan's body from head to toe. They realize that the Rebbe Shalom is up there, they're yearning, and they want to pull him down. They want the Rebbe Shalom to come down to be with us. So they start describing from head to toe, to pull everything over the Shekhinah down, so to speak. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes every limb of the Kala's body, from toe to head, that he wants to pull us up to where he is in heaven. That's where Rashi comments on Shir HaShirim. That's why it changes. So the Tzedek Ladera says, that the Velt says, that that's the answer to why the Moshe Rabbeinu changed the Tzivei HaShem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them that they should put Ashtei HaMezuzos Ve'al HaMashko, that they should be elevated to El Yoinu, or something. And Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said it over, said it takir, that he wanted the Shekhinah to come down to the Tachten. I don't know exactly what that means, but at least he has accepted it. He says that Rashi and Ashir Hashem, at least it's based on something. Those are pelagic, those are pelagic. And then he says that Tzedek Ladera doesn't like that. That's a check of what the Belt said. He gives no shot. I didn't understand what he said. Very strange. Whatever it is, it's very strange. I saw written in the name of the Biskirov, there is a din in the Gemara, that Ein Lachadovish and Asis Mitzvasa Yemoyalim Boy, that if you do the Zvikas Hadam on the Mizbech, and I tell you it's Yoshim Yidei Me'ilo. And the din that the Mishnah says, that the blood used to flow out in the Nahal Kidron, and they had to sell it to the farmers, because it used to, in the water, in the river, that used to flow through the Beis HaMikdash. So the river would pick up all the water, and it would be, the river would pick up all of the blood, and then it would be used to irrigate the fields, so the farmers would pay money to Hegdish. And if they wouldn't pay the money, then the Mishnah says it would be Me'ila. So then the Gemara says that's only Me'ila Midi Rabbana. There wouldn't be any Me'ila Midi Rabbana, because after the Zvikas Adam is over, is there any Nasis Mitzvasa? Ein L'chadavish and Nasis Mitzvasa in Malamah. So again, the second parak in Stockholm. It's a Me'ila, the main thing is a Me'ila, but the Gemara, the Afghani people just learned to the Me'ila. The rest of the normal people in the world know it from Masechus Sotah in the same text. You'll make it more close to that. But after Zvikas Adam. So Rabbeinu commented, it's also a strange comment. He said, but when do you say that after Zvikas Adam is Nasis Mitzvosoi, that's only the normal Kavanis that we are familiar with. But by the Zvikas Adam of Pesach Mitzrayim, it says, V'hoi Adam Lachem Yosal Abatim V'lisiyas Adam. So it's not yet Nasis Mitzvosoi, because it's supposed to sit on the houses. On the Mizbeach, once you do this Zvikas Adam, it's finished. If you want, you can wipe it off on the Mizbeach. Nasis Mitzvah, the Mitzvah is finished when you do this Zvikas Adam, and it lands on the Mizbeach. But here it says the Mitzvah is not finished. It says, V'hoi Adam Lachem Yosal Abatim, has to stay. So there would have been a din of Iser Hanoah from Kodesh, and the Dam, Asher Al Abatim, the whole time. I guess until after, Machash Kodesh, until after Hatzah. Said this strange comment. Someone writes in his sefer that he heard it from Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu told him on this parsha that that's what it would appear from the Chumash. Yochus Abbas Abalala is a Tzliyosha Matzis Amron Yachlu. So the Minchas Chinuch points out, and everybody follows the Minchas Chinuch, he points out that there are two dinim of Matzah. There's one dinner matzah that's the Teres Hashere, the Pisco, that you have to eat matzah. You have to eat matzah. The Teres Mitzvah Bishlei Musaf called Pesach. That's why Hillel says you have to eat it tzicha. Hillel used to eat all together. And then there's another mitzvah matzah, mitzvah bifnei atzma of eating matzah. That's why I, even Bizman said that we don't have a Korban Pesach, but matzah is deraisa. Why? Because it's a mitzvah bifnei atzma matzah. But in addition to that mitzvah bifnei atzma, it's also a mitzvah the Pesach Sheri the Pesach. And Pesach Sheri, there is no mitzvah matzah bifnei atzma. There's only a mitzvah of Hashem the Pesach. And that's the pasuk in Parshas Bahalosa, that's the pasuk where Hillel learned out his din from that you need Korach. Because Korach is a din and had to be Yetzei Pesach, Matzah, and Morah together. The Matzah and the Morah, the Korach, Hashere, the Pesach. As a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, you don't need Korach. So it's interesting, in the Sefer HaChinuch and Parshas Bahaloscha, when he writes over the dinim of Pesach, Matzah, and Morah, by Pesach Sheni, he writes, and the Matzah has to be Shmura Matzah. It's a Chiddush. Some Achronim didn't realize that they didn't know, and even if they would have known, they probably would have disagreed anyway. They weren't aware of the fact that he wrote that, they don't comment, and they just say that they think that it's not so. They think that the din of Shmura Matzah, that you have to have a seal of Shmura, that's only for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah of Matzah, the Teres Mitzvah with Neatzma, but for the sake of Hashem the Pisco, the Samachranim want to say that that there's no need for Shmura Matzah. You can even use Matzah that was not Nefer Lishmur. The Bitzele Panavezer wants to say, printed in his Sefer Zecha Yitzchak, he wants to say that even Matzah Ashira is good. He says that the halacha that you need Lechem Moini is only for the sake of the mitzvah of Matzah and mitzvah b'fnei atzma. But for the sake of the mitzvah of Matzah, the Teres Hashere, the Pesach, that it enhances the mitzvah of Pesach. And it makes the Pesach into a mitzvah Bishlei Musa. So for that he says even Matzah Ashira would be good. He says all these special dinim are only nemar in the mitzvah of Matzah b'fnei atzma. The Morgan Avraham quotes from the Maharal in Prague. He really ever quotes from Maharal in Prague. And Hilchot Pesach is quotes from Maharal. Everybody quotes from Maharal. But Maharal is hardly ever quoted. And Hilchot Pesach, the Morgan Avraham quotes from the Maharal in Prague, from the Gurus Hashem. From his brothers. He quotes from the Gurus Hashem that he says a Chiddush Niflo. And the Morgan Avraham questions whether he's right or not. A lot of Rachamim question whether he's right on this point. He says that even the din of Lechem Oni, that Matzah Ashira is no good, it doesn't mean that it's no good. If you eat that matzah on Leil Pesach, he says you'll be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. You just won't be yotzei the mitzvah of Lechem Oni. That's an additional mitzvah. It's not ma'akeh. The condition of Lechem Oni is not ma'akeh in the mitzvah of matzah. That's quite a Chiddush Nitzvah, because we assume that you're not permitted to use. The Yerushalmi says you're not permitted to eat the matzah on Erev Pesach. And all of the Yerushalmi quote that Yerushalmi. Kol Orchem Matzah Erev Pesach is in violation of the Nisa de Rabbanan, and it's like Berla Rasos B'Beit Chamo, whatever that marshal is supposed to represent. So the Tosis says that prohibition of eating matzah on Erev Pesach only applies to matzah with which you can be yotzei the mitzvah on Erev Pesach. A matzah with which you cannot be yotzei the mitzvah, but that you're allowed to eat. So for example, Matzah Ashira, you're permitted to eat, all of the Rishonim say, you're permitted to eat Matzah Ashira on Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach. And the Ramah says that the minute that we don't eat egg matzahs, not only on Pesach, we don't eat egg matzahs, we don't eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach either. So we later I find and point out that if you look in the Darkei Moshe Ha'oruch, and our Darkei Moshe is missing. The Darkei Moshe we have on the bottom of the Torah that is written by the Ramah was abridged by the printers. They decided to leave out whatever they thought appeared already in the Beis Yosef because of Ramon. The Beis Yosef both wrote commentaries on the Torah. They were contemporaries. The Ramon lived in Poland and Krakow, and the Beis Yosef lived in Tzfas and Eretz. So they both wrote commentaries on the Torah at the same time. So then they were both printed, and then the printers put them both on the same page. And then they realized, well, they have to have the same thing written twice. So they took out, the printer decided to take out from the Darkei Moshe whatever was already appeared in the Beis Yosef. So he took out sometimes a little too much. A lot of times he took out chunks of the Ramah that don't appear anywhere. So the Ramah there is truncated in the Darkei Moshe Ha'oruch, and now that's why they're printing now, all the Darkei Moshe Ha'oruch and all the Dalot Chalkei HaTur. So the Darkei Moshe Ha'oruch and Orech Hayim, he explains over there what he said. He says, since the minig is that we don't eat egg matzah on Pesach, so no one ever takes any egg matzahs. What are you going to take egg matzah just to eat on Erev Pesach? In the morning you eat chomet on Erev Pesach. In the afternoon, people are busy. People are so busy they don't have a chance to eat anything on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. If he's going to eat, he's going to eat egg matzahs. So when are you going to take egg matzahs? When are you going to eat them up? So many chayim is going to eat all the egg matzahs. Rambam says, that's why. It's not that there's a minig to daftin not to eat egg matzah on erech chomsah. But Rav Nachman to treat it like chomet so far, no. Rav Nachman to treat it, and Neiter is his mother, Hafez Nachman to treat it like chomet, on Pesach, not eat it. And erech Pesach says you can eat all the egg matzah you want. But the Rambam writes, because no one ever bothered to do it, because it doesn't pay. What are you going to make a whole floppy mess with egg matzah? Just eat a hair of matzah on erech Pesach, who's going to eat it? But let's say you have a company that manufactures egg matzahs. And they're going to send it and sell it all over the country and people going to eat. So then the way that Dr. Moshe writes, there's nothing wrong with eating egg matzah on erech Pesach. So you write the thing? That's why when erech Pesach chali is the Shabbos, a lot of people eat egg matzahs for the suddim, and for their suddim, they wash and they say, and they say it's not in violation of the minig, that the Ramah says the minig is that we don't eat egg matzahs, we don't make egg matzahs because when they go to Moshe Ha'arav, it explains that the minig only is Lugabi Pesach, and erech Pesach, there is no such minig. They just said, he writes, but it doesn't pay. No one ever bothers to make egg matzahs for Pesach. So that's the shayla, according to the, and then there's a machlokes in the shayla, on the assumption that you're permitted to have egg matzah on erech Pesach. So what about matzah that was baked shalor v'shmo, non-shmura matzah, shufa? So the Maharsho has a tilpul with other rachayim, and he's saying, beginning of Rabbi Tzachin, are you permitted to eat shufas on erech Pesach? Because it's the same chetz of a matzah, just that it lacks v'shmo. But according to this Malami Prah, that if you eat matzah shira yoyotu yidecha yvoscho, it's just you're not yotzei the mitzvah of lechemoni, it's another mitzvah, you're not yotzei, he the mitzvah, but the basic mitzvah of matzah, you are yotzei, so then you shouldn't be committed to eat egg matzah on erech Pesach either. It's kosher for matzah's mitzvah. Minig Olam is clearly not like the Maharam is saying. All the Rishonim are saying not like him. But if it's the matzah shira, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, you're not yotzei anything. You may be yotzei, if it's matzah shira, maybe yotzei like a bitzel of panavis, it may be yotzei the hechsher of the pisra. You're eating the matzah together with the kavim pesach, but you won't be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. This is throughout all the generation. Then Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Shmaka Mitzvah Dabar Zera Chok Lachol Vanefer Adonon." It's not just Hay Rosh. This applies throughout all the generation. Why does it say Chok Lachol Ulvanecha, Ulvanecha V'lo Lugnaisecha? You can say Ulvanecha means your children, not necessarily your sons. But the Mechil Tadash is Ulvanecha V'lo Lugnaisecha. What does that mean? That the women are exempt from the Korban Pesach. So that's what the Malbim interprets. That this Tana in the Gemara, it's a machlokes satanan, whether Nashim are mechuyev in Korban Pesach or not. Different opinions in the end of towards the end of Maseches Pesach. So the Malbim interpret that this comment in the Mechilta is assuming that women are exempt. Others want to interpret otherwise. That this pasuk, "Ushmarte mesadov azal lechatulchal vanecha ad olam," is referring to the Zrikas Adam. It says, "Mitzvaltem ba'adam asher basavikatam el amashke v'al shtiyah mezuzas." You should be zeret the dam. And then it says, "Ushmartem esadov v'aser lechal kuchol v'anecha ad olam levanecha v'lo levanecha," that women can't use Zrikas Adam. It means a different thing, that in a mikdash, and you've got to need kohanim, so b'nos haharon can't do avoda. And even on this occasion, the hayashua and the midbar, that you didn't need kohanim, but it was like a din of bama, that Ezar was kosher b'bama. But the Rishami says the first that even though Ezar is kosher b'bama, but Noshim are not kosher b'bama. Women cannot do avoda on a bama. So others want to interpret that that's the drasha of the mechilta. L'chok l'chol v'nech v'loy l'vnei secho, that the women cannot be zeret adam even on this occasion. Even on the occasion of the Hayruah Shoah of Pesach Mitzrayim. One of the many dinim that was given was loy matzah, bal yiron bal yimatzah. The Rambam counts bal yiron bal yimatzah as two different lavim. Le'yiron l'chacham is le'yiron l'chassor, and then he counts so loy matzah debatechah. So the Kesmishni is bothered with the kasha, why does he count it as two lavim? Listen to the Kefal Alav. The Rambam himself writes in Sherish Tes in the Sefer Mitzrayim. So whenever you have two psukim that say the exact same thing, so you don't count it as two lavim. It's counted as one mitzvah, so I say one mitzvah, so I say. So the Kesh Mishnah has an interesting teret. That usually, the other Ma'ishivas people think that it's strange. But it appears that that's what all the Rishonim hold. Because Mishnah said, he says, Lo Yeroya, you only violate if it's visible. If it's sitting on a table, you can see. But if you put it in a cabinet and you close the door and you didn't sell it to the goy, it belongs to you, you don't violate Lo Yeroya because it's not visible. But then you violate Lo Yeroya. That's what the Gemara says. Yochel Yachmin, maybe you should hide away all of your chametz. It won't be visible. So usually in yeshivas, when everybody learns that Gemara, so you say, that's megala that you don't learn pshat lo yiroya, it shouldn't be visible. Nah, it doesn't mean that. It means it shouldn't happen in your ownership, in your possession. But if you own chametz, you're in violation not only of lo yimatzeh, you're also in violation of lo yiroya. But because Mishnah says not so. Rabbi Yochanan Perlman, his commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvah Sadigan, claims that that's what all the Rishonim hold. And he starts quoting Rashi and Rambam and Mishnah and that. And he claims that that's Muskan by the Rishonim. And he says, and that's the reason given by the Ravron, one of the Rishonim, one of the Balei HaTorah, that's the reason given by the Ravron why there's no Bar Yiroya Bar Yimatzeh and Blias Kelim. If a person has a pot that he used to cook spaghetti in, or that he baked bread in, so why not say that he violates Bar Yiroya Bar Yimatzeh and Blias Kelim? And he must have said that there's no Bar Yiroya and Blias Kelim. The Ferishi Gemara, that there's no Bar Yiroya and Blias Kelim. Why not? See, if you why is Blias Kelim called Chametz Bechorah? Because can't keep it. If you all can't keep a lab de raisa, so then it's not, at least on the level of the raisa, there's no problem. But if you all can't keep a de raisa, then you have a problem. The Tosis has a machlokes Rav Chaim has in the Sefer, the Tosis has 2 days, that the person, let's say, violates tam ki ike. Let's say he eats some food that has a tam of nevela. Is he loike or is it only an isa reste? Or if he eats some food that has a tam of chela v'dam, should it be an isa kares? And he say no, tam ki ike is a separate isa. The isa chela v'dam and isa nevela is gone. There's no isa lav, there's no isa kares, there's nothing. Tam ki ike is a new isa. An isa mechudish. Whenever this tam isa, it's a general din. You're not allowed to have any tam of an isa. So that's a shaila, what the Gerar Adin is. One of the major sources is a Bir Adron Hilchos Pesach. But he says that we see from the Pasuk here that there's no Koreis on Tam Ki. So that's the Mocha for the Rambam. The Rambam says that Tam Ki is the rice, but there's no Koreis based on the Pasuk by Chomet. Come on. That's the Rosh Hashanah goes on Tam Ki, but there's no Koreis. The Rambam says it doesn't make any sense. If Tam Ki is the rice, so there should be Koreis. So the Gros says no. The Rambam has no. The Pasuk says even though there's a lot, there's no Koreis. That's the shadus. If you have the tam kika, it doesn't mean that it's considered as if it's bien, as if the, whatever is nursing tam is a dying lane is batel, and it's still. If you say that it is nizbatel, but it's a new iser, not to eat any kosher food that has a bliya, that has a tam of treifa food. So then you can't ask any question. Why don't you violate by rabbi matz on the bliya scaling? Because bliya scaling only poses a problem based on the principle of tam kika. So to say tam kika is not considered literally kika, as if the original bien is there. So then there's no chametz, it's just you're not allowed to cook any food in these pots because the food will have a tam of chametz and it will be a general isa, but it won't be a chametz bikis. But if you hold the other way, the other opinion in places calls it a hadrin yisura kama. After the Torah says that that tam tikir is aser, what it means is that it falls back under the basic category of chametz and of nevela and chel of adam, and it should have a lag and it should have chorus and the whole works. So then it should have bali rabbi mati. Also, if you say Adreini Yisur Kama. The passage that says Tam Kika Deraisa tells you don't say Bittul Beroi. You shouldn't say that the Yisur is Bittul Beroi in the Heter. You say that since the Yisur is nice and Tam, it will not be Miss Bittul Beroi. So it's if it's still the end. So if it's still the end, how come there's no Bayura Bayamatzeh? And it's clear in the Gemara that there's no Bayura Bliaskin. So if you look and Pala quotes the Ravon, Ravon has one Sefer. He has a little bit in order on the Mesechtes, a little bit on Brachos, on Shabbos, on Erev, on Baruch Hashem, and this and that, and then all the rest is totally out of order. Letters that he wrote, you have to go. He corresponded with the Rabbi Tam and the Rashbam. He was from that generation. He lived in a different city. He lived in Germany, it's one of the famous cities in Germany, I forgot it. He has always something interesting, the Ravon. That's what he's a long commentary on the Ravon. Because he usually has his different interpretations, often he has a different gersel, different traditions, different minhagim. Everything is different, the Ravon. So the Ravon has over here a comment which Rabbi Yochanan Perlman claims is Muskan. He thinks it's not unique. The Ravon says, why, how come there's no Bayura by Matzah and Blias Kalim? Finally, all the Tam Tikr is a Hadrili Surakama. So he's bothered with the question. He said the answer is, the reason is because it's not visible. You look at the pot, you don't see any spaghetti. There's only a bliya. So since it's not visible, there's no bayira. And bayi matze it is because it's not matze b'yetzem. Because you can't get it out. If I want to have some spaghetti flavor, so you can't take the pot and get it out. If you cook some place, there's a food now, so the flavor, the bliya, will come out from the walls of the pot and enter into the kosher places of the food. But as it stands right now, it's not called matzi biyadeh. So he also says the famous like the case in Mishnah, that whatever is not visible, there's no bayirah. Whatever is not matzi biyadeh, there's no bayirah matzi either. Chatzi shir means if you have less than a kazayis. What if that less than a kazayis melted and blended into a pot full of soup and you have rove against it? So the din should be that it's bottled the
right.
So Tam Tiga tells you that notwithstanding the fact that it should have been bottled the right, it's still osir. So that's a dispute in places. What does it mean? That even though it's bottled the right, it's still osir, a new isir? Or no, it should have been bottled the right, but it's not bottled the right. That's the question. Do you say a hadri le isur a kama? It reverts back to the original category. I say that it's not Ms. Batul Baroi, but happy original Easter or no. It's a new Easter, even though it is Batul Baroi.
Yeah, so my book is small and round, and it helps out where the rough says that you have to keep all the pots and the
after Pesach, right. Machleg is after Pesach. On Pesach, you don't violate by Rabbi Matzah, but after Pesach, shouldn't the bliya in the pots become chomet sha'ova all of our Pesach? So whatever food you'll cook after Pesach will have a bliya of chomet sha'ova all of our Pesach. So the Gemara says it depends. If your chomet sha'ova all of our Pesach is only an issim of the Rabban because you violated by Rabbi Matzah, so here he didn't violate by Rabbi Matzah at all. There is no by Rabban bliya scale. So then that's how we pass it. Chomet sha'ova all of our Pesach was only the Rabbanon. So there's no penalty on Bliya's Kalim because he didn't violate anything. So you don't have to smash your Kalim. But if you hold a Chomet Sha'ova Lar Pesach is an Issa Deraisa, there's Machleis of Yudra Pshin. So if you hold like Rav Yudra that it's an Issa Deraisa Chomet Sha'ova Lar Pesach, then the Issa Deraisa is totally unrelated to Bali Rabbi Matzah. Even Chomet Sha'ova Lar Pesach, Sha'ova all of our Pesach will be also Lachar Pesach. So then today was Lachar Pesach. Klicher is Lachar Pesach, you have to throw out because whatever food you cook later will have a Bliya of Chomet Sha'ova Lar Pesach. That's how the Gemara makes it clear over here, but that's the Gemara that makes it clear that there's no Bali Rabbi Mosin on Bliya's Kedem. Because if there were, then everybody should agree that that Kederis have to be Yishov. The Pasuk says several times, "Avayt the Eretz Mitzrayim b'alagaz adikesef kol b'chol b'Eretz Mitzrayim." So we read in the Haggadah that the Tanoim Darshim, Hamivel Amara, Hamivel Yashaliach, and so on. What was the insistence dafke ami? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to do a dafti himself and not Al-Yidei Acher? There are different suggestions given. The Arizal is quoted as giving a biur because Mitzrayim is so full of timur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt even if I send a malach, the malach will become mistamed. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo is the only one who could go through this timur. HaShem Shemitim is so famous, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could go through the timur and not be affected. We a lot of times think that we can read all kinds of Dvar Ma'asurim and we can go to college and we can associate with non-Jews and we can do whatever we want, that we're going to remain as religious as we were before. It's not exactly so at all. The first Pasuk in Tehillim says, you can't associate with Rishoyim and think that you're going to come out not being affected. Even Malachim are sometimes affected. You're not even... It's certainly not malachim, we're not even chamorim shalva pinchas ben yor. We're lower than the madreg, the chamorim shalva pinchas ben yor. It's an interesting idea what the Arizal said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was afraid to send the malach because the malach would be mistami from Tumas Mitzrayim. Rashi quotes from the Medrash that there was a chashivus to the fact that Bnei Yisrael fulfilled the two mitzvahs, Dam Pesach and Dam Milo. That on this occasion, the Ate Eron the Aryot, the Navi says Bnei Yisrael were naked from mitzvahs. Eirom in HaMitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Mizbeseses B'damayeth, B'damayeth Hayi, the two Damim are Dam Pesach and Dam Milo. Aram Yifrag has a comment in the Sefer Gurariyah, on Chumash, run a commentary on Asher Chumash. Not on Chumash, just on Rashi. Commentary on Asher Chumash. So the Gurariyah comments on this Rashi, quotes this from the Medrash, that the significance of the Dam Pesach and Dam Milo was that on this occasion Bnei Yisrael used to be Avdei Paro, and on this occasion they switched to become Avdei Hashem. So in order to be Avdei Hashem, we have to not just do Avodah Hashem. Avodas Hashem, we usually call Avodah HaKodesh Karbonis. Avodas HaKarbonis. So they had to do Dam Pesach. But that's not enough. They had to have Dam Milah. Dam Milah means like an Eved, like today, if you have a ranch, so they burn with a burning hot iron, they burn in the name of the branch or an emblem into the body of the behemoth. And the Nazis burnt in numbers on people's bodies. And years ago when they had Avodah, they used to have a semen on the Eved. They didn't burn into his body, but they made him wear certain chains or certain symbols on his clothing or on his body to demonstrate you having Mishnah Shabbos like that. And Eved would wear a special kovel, a special thing on his wrist or on his leg in order to demonstrate whom he, which person he belongs to. So we have a symbol of our Avodah Hashem, that we are all Gemalta, but they all have the Mitzvah Smilo. That's a symbol that we are an Eved. They saw the given at this time the mitzvah of Lois Hasidim may not break him, and Lois may not break him by Ish Tisreifu. The Mechilta says that the Shiur was Kazayis. It's interesting because the Rambam writes that the Shiurim weren't Nemru with Bnei Noach. The Rambam Mechilchus Malachim writes the Shiurim, and the Hasina points it out, talks a lot about that. The Shiurim Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, Shiurim Chatzitz M'Chitz M'Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, so the Shiurim were never given to the Bnei Noach. So Bnei Yisrael, Kodim Matan Torah, what kind of a din do they have is an issue in the Rishonim. The Mechilta says over here that this year was Rachel Sabbath of Alayla Zer, they had either Kazayis, either Pesach Mitzrayim. And the Shiur for Noisar, the Tosfos read of Masech HaShabbos, in the beginning of the Sugya of, the Gemara has in the Sugyas of Hotzor, the Gemara talks about how much every item that you carry has a different Shiur. Hotzor has a Shiur HaShivis. The Gemara talks about what the Shiur is on various things. So the Tosfos read on that Gemara points out that on Pesach Mitzrayim, in the middle of the sugya, he explains that Pesach Mitzrayim, the Shiur for Noisa was also Kazayis. Shiur for Noisa was Kazayis. I saw one of the Rabbanim in the Sefer on this parasha discusses Rav Moshe Feinstein's assumption that when you burn Noisa, you say a bracha. A Noisa men are broken by Ishti Tzerov. Rav Moshe has in one, I think in the back of the Chelik Kosher Mishpat, I think he has a section on Kachin, on the back of Arafat, I forgot. In back in one of the Chelukah Shabbos and Shuvah, he has a section where he discusses topics in Kachim, nothing to do with Halacha L'Maisa. So in one of his essays on Kachim, he assumes with double Kachim, when you burn Noisa, you say a bracha. So this Rav has a whole pilfer where Moshe is right, where Moshe is wrong. He doesn't quote that the Avodram says not so. The Avodram says you don't say a bracha on Tzerev as Noisa. There's a long Shuvah from there, Rav Yosef Ibn Palat, beginning in the Sefer. When he gives the plow, he develops all from when you say a bracha, when don't you say a bracha, and when you say the bracha lim, when you say a bracha out. He says the Ferish on Tzreifus Noisa, you don't say a bracha, because this is a mitzvah that you only got about, you got to do by having first violated an Avera, like the Heshem Tzavzeh Lashe Groza. You can only fulfill that mitzvah if first one violated Lo Sigzalo. So whenever one has a mitzvah that you can only fulfill by first having violated an Avera, then you don't say a bracha. Or for example, Chalitza, you should really do Yibum. If you didn't do Yibam, then Chalitza is second best choice, and then you don't say Bracha and Chalitza either, because it's really Mitzvah Sidin Kodanis and Mitzvah Chalitza, and so on. He has a long Arichas on that. The Minchas Chinuch on this week said, it has a comment. The Gemara says in the end of Makkos, in the middle of the third part of Makkos, and in Zvachim around our stomach, the Gemara has a hekesh based on the pasuk in Parashas Re'eh, I think. It says you should bring Babesim Shama. I said, yeah. It says you should bring, I forgot about the whole drasha, it says you should bring Maisa Sheni and Bechor Behemoth Torah. So the Gemara makes a hekesh between Maisa Sheni and Bechor Behemoth Torah. There's a machlokes chatanan, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. If you brought Bechor Behemoth Torah from Chutz La'aretz, whether you're permitted to be makriv on him is Be'achana. So we pass him no. Why not? Bechor Behemoth Torah from Chutz La'aretz is not Kodesh. There's one Girsa in the Rambam. The old Girsa in the Rambam is that a Pchob Hem Teref Mechutzla is not Kaddish. So the Rabbah says he can't be. So in our editions of the Rambam is already corrected. So when you look in the Rambam, you don't know what the Rabbah wants. What is he asking? The Rabbah says the same thing with the Rambam. Now the old editions of the Rambam had that there's no Din of Pchob Hem Teref Mechutzla. That was the practice in the Eri rites in Baba Tama. That was the practice that they had in many places in Europe. And when they had a Pchob Hem Teref, they never sold the ship to the Zohar. It was not that. Because it's not like b'chutzlos. But we don't follow that. We follow the Ravid's opinion that Pchob Hem Teref b'chutzlos is Kodesh to the extent that you're not permitted to shecht at Chutzla Migdash. You have to wait till the Beis Hamun to shecht it. But even if you bring it to the Beis Hamigdash, you're not makir that Avraham is dead. That's Machlokes Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel. Why not? But Rabbi Akiva learns that from this Hekish. That it says, we should bring b'choros b'tarchem etzenchem and ma'isa sheni. So in Mokh Mashat HaMeidi, ma'isa sheni at HaMeidi b'chob Hem Teref. Therefore, you can't bring the Chabay Meter. So this is Ashayla. What about Bizman Bai Sheni? The Rambam's opinion is, in the end of Perek Aleph and Hilchos Trumas, that Atrumas Amais is Bizman Azah, people be made Ezra, people be made Bai Sheni, was only with the Rabbanah. So when I thought there was no Mais Sheni in Eretz Yisrael, there was no Eretz Yisrael Bizman Bai Sheni. And he gave the Trumas Amais. So the Minchat Chinuch says, a few times on this week's schedule, that they never brought the Chod Behem Tehera, and they were never makri the Chod Behem Tehera and the Bai Sheni. So Tzvi Pesach Frank says that he forgot a pasuk. It says in the Chen that they brought Chod Behem. So he's famous because they were makri the Chod Behem Tehera and the Beis Hamikdash. He says, all right, he didn't know the pasuk. So he forgot Mishnayos. He said, the famous name Mishnayos, and he knows that they were makri the Chod Behem Tehera and the Mizbech and the Bai Sheni. So he says he's wrong. Why is he wrong? That's a good question. Why is he wrong? Because the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, we pass on the Mokm Shat HaMeidi, Ma'isa Sheni, Ata Meidi, Chod Behem Teref. And from Chutlo, it's not, because Mokm Shat HaMeidi, Ma'isa Sheni, says, Ki, Ata Meidi, Chod Behem Teref. So Eretz Yisrael, the proof of Bai Sheni should have been the same as Chutlo. It's Akasha. It's Akasha, but the din is not so. Halacha Ma'isa, the din is not correct. That's where Tzvi Pesach Frank came from. There is a machlokes hatanan had on the standard pasuk that it says the cholad rish mitnas pesach mal to oto oz yochad bo. If you mal your eved, then you can eat the kodesh pesach. Who can eat? So Rashi quotes machlokes hatanan. But Mila said it is meyakev the yodah on milechol. Oh no, Mila said it is meyakev the yedav milechol, but it's not meyakev the yodah. So we pask and Mila said it is meyakev the yodah. Mal to oto oz yochad bo. Then you can eat. Because man that the yedav is not gemal, you cannot eat. The Gurariya is bothered with the Kasha, and Ma'amu Tag yes, what do you mean it din? Kolayala yachadbo, that an oval is not allowed to eat. The way we pass him that Milos Eved is Miyakev, so isn't a Kavacham that Milos Atzma is Miyakev? Isn't it a Kavacham that Milos Atzma is Miyakev? But the later Sforim point out that it's not a Kasha. Because the Gemara says in Yevamos that Milos Eved is Miyakev, the Odom is the Karakoro. The Gemara says it's only Miyakev, the Odom, when it's Yukar al Ha'odom, Mamudo. Let's say the Eved is sick, so then Mila said it is not Miyake. The Mara said the first, Mila said it is not Miyake the Yodam. What if the Yodam himself is sick? He's a Mesa Echa Machmas Mila, and he's unable to be mal himself. So is he permitted to eat the carbon pestle? But that's Machlegis Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi holds that the Cholera Lorecha, but even applies to Nalsha Mesa Echa Machmas Mila. And Rabbeinu Tam, and many, several places in the Gemara, places close to Rabbeinu Tam, that no, that an oral lechavah is only if he's a mumal already, but if he's a meisach machmas milo, then he's permitted to eat kotshim, he's permitted to eat truma, he's permitted to eat korban pesach and so on. So if you hold like Rashi, is meyushar the maral's kasha. Cholav v'rish mitnas kes malta as yechav bo milo said it is meyakiv the yodon lechav pesach only if the yodon is able to do the milo. If he's sick, if his baby ever is sick, and you can't do the milo, it's not meyakiv me, but my milo is not for me, even if I'm sick. That's why I need an additional pasuk. It's like, with the kasha, if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, that by Meisarech and Achmas Milo, he's kosher to eat from Pesach, and then the Maral asks a good kasha. What do you need two chickens for? The Rambam quotes a Tosefta himself, and that not only Milos HaEved is Miyakov, even Tfilas HaMhoisov is also Miyakos HaMelech HaBetesach. Because if you have a Shivcho Tnainis, it was never told of a Shem Shivcho, so she remains on Nachru's Gemura. And the Pasuk says, Kol HaGoyim HaReilim. Anyone who doesn't have a Kedusha Yisrael is considered an Oral. But just like Milos HaEved, Eved is an Oral, so too Tfilas HaShivcho is Miyakov. So there's a comment in the Ravid there that's unclear. The Ravid says it's the Sefte with respect to Dvarim Shebein Pesach and Tzrayim and Pesach Doros. So the standard Noseh Kelim on the Rambam understand that the Ravid is Masig on the Rambam. That he disagrees with the Rambam and he says that that din, that Tfilas HaMhoisev is Me'akos and Me'lech of the Kodim Pesach was only a Harosh Shor in the days of Mitzrayim, by Pesach Mitzrayim. You had the Mishnah with the Gemara, you saw various things that were only Harosh Shor. The kochos ha'chlo osa masnech machagum na'alechem ba'aglechem ha'kelchem yedchem isha yekin ne'pesach b'esach 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 didn't apply the Doros. So the Nesikenim on the Rambam, many Nesikenim on the Rambam take the Ravid as a hasog on the Rambam, that he's disagreeing. The Rambam says in the name of the Tosefta, the Tfilas HaMhoisev is Me'akos Me'lech HaBetesach, and the Ravid says that that was only a Hayru HaShor by Pesach Mitzrayim, and it didn't apply the Doros. The Me'akos HaMishnah says that that doesn't make any sense. Where do you see in the Pasuk that there's a Hayru HaShor in Mitzrayim? It's not even mentioned in the Pasuk, Tfilas HaMhoisev. The Tanaim assume that just like Milas HaVodov is Miyakosa, so too Tfilas HaMhoisev Miyakosa. So if you assume like that, why should you assume, the Hefer Pesach, should you assume that it's only Pesach Mitzrayim and not Pesach Doros? If anything, one might perhaps want to say the reverse, that in Pesach Mitzrayim there was no such din because there was yet no Tzvila. That the Gemara says, how do you know that a ger habodah, his guy, has to undergo milah and tefillah and korban? So the Gemara says, because when the Bnei Yisrael, when this guy was Harsinai, so it says in the end of Parshas Mishpatim that they brought a korban. And Moshe Rabbeinu was there to dam on their bodies. And he's looking at dam al ha'om. But Gemiri, the Gemara says, increases that test. The let the hazor below tefillah. There can't be zorik anything on the person's body, whether he's zorik dam or the korban, like by Metzorah or by Bnei Yisrael at that time, or Yizorik Hazor Shlishi Shvi by Paraduma water, when Yizorik something on the person's body, you have to have the person has to be tovel in advance to be Mekabel the Hazor. That's a tradition. Biri, we have a tradition. The Lekha Hazor the Lekha Tfilah. So the Gemara says, that's how we know that there was Tfilah prior to Har Sinai. What is the Mila in Mitzrayim? So why did the Gemara say there was Tfilah in Mitzrayim? How could he eat the Korban Pesach? Korban Echel Ayochel, but Goy is not allowed to eat, so of course, how did he be Megad, how did he be tovel in Mitzvah? So the answer is no. That the idea of tefillah and mikra wasn't yet existing. So the Pashto says, Makedas HaMishnah says, that if anything, one should say the reverse. You can't say that tefillah and mikra me'akos me'lech HaPesach was only HaYosho and Pesach Mitzrayim, it didn't apply Pesach Doros. If anything is the reverse, it was only the Doros and it wasn't for sure. Because there was no din b'chlal at that time of tefillah, the mikvah for the purpose of Geirus, one could argue. So the Makedas HaMishnah claims that the Ravid is not Masig on the Ram, just giving a Maramachim. Every so often you have a Ravid, but he's not disagreeing with the Rambam, he's mefarish the Rambam, or he's giving you a maramachim. So the Ravid writes, when the Rambam writes that Tfilas HaMhoisev Me'akos HaMelech HaPesach, so the Ravid says, Tosefta hi, legabi dvarim shebein Pesach and Tzrayim HaPesach Doros. So he's just giving you a maramachim. It says in the Tosefta that this is one of the distinctions between Pesach and Tzrayim HaPesach Doros, not that it's only Pesach and Tzrayim, doesn't apply Pesach and Doros, and he's saying the Rambam is wrong. He's saying the Rambam is right, he's manazer. The Tosefta appears in the middle of Sofim, in that context. There is Machlekes Rashi in the Ramban also on the pasuk called Benecha, Mishin is not a Maisav Lovik Shabashamayim. What does it mean? The Ramban says that it's only one who's a Mumma L'Cholot HaRakulo. And Rashi holds that it's even a Mumma L'Dover Echad, because Rashi has this particular prayer. What do you mean? Call Ore L'Yochol Bo, if he's a Mumma L'Arelus, Harik Banama called Benecha. He's Mishin is not a Maisav, if he refuses to observe the mitzvah Milo, he's a Mumma L'Arelus, he's included in the pasuk called Benecha. So it must be the Kolor refers to one who's Meisa Echor, Machmas Milo, and he's still prohibited to eat the Korban Pesach. And the Ramban said, Rashi says Beferish, and Rashi and the Gemara says Beferish, Mesochim. Abel Necher is Afilu Mumun Adavar Echor, Veilu Mumun Lechalot Arukulo. Rashi writes Beferish like that. And the Ramban Akumu says, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Where do you get that there's a concept of a Mumun Adavar Echor? Mumun Adavar Echor is a Machlekes HaTanan in Chorik Bachlam, and a Machlekes between Abneir and Achachomit. And there's the opinion is that a mumla davar echad is dino ka'at and l'cholot ha'rekulah. We don't pass like that. We pass like the chachamim. It's a tesefta and chorez daflam. We pass can only mumla chal shabbos b'fehesi is dino ka'akum, or mumla b'rizor is dino kinochu, and mumla rev dino hafer is dino ka'akum, or apikoris is dino ka'akum. But mumla revus and mumla davar echad is not dino ka'akum l'cholot ha'rekulah. So the Rambam disagrees with Rashi. He holds that the Kol Ben Echor doesn't apply to any Mumel Dover Echor. A guy who's a professional ganach. He used to be one of the Balabatim. He used to daven here in Shul. He used to come to the Mishnayos every day. He used to come to davening every day. Nice man. And I never knew how he earned a living. But after he died, and his children sat shiva, the daughter married, bought a home over there, and the son bought a home over there. And all of a sudden, everybody found out that the guy was a ganach all of his life. He was a smuggler. He used to smuggle in things, and he didn't pay. That's what he did for a living. He's a professional ganach. No one ever knew how he made a living. After he died, he left a fortune of money to his children, and they lived nicely. So Rashi would say that a professional ganach can eat kol pesach. A mumma anything. A mumma nedav rechad. He's not a mumma lechad kol kula. Very religious person. A mumma nedav rechad cannot eat kol pesach. That's Rashi's shita. Ramban says that it's not so, but it's only one who's a mumma lavei dezora. That's a further shaila. The Chafetz Chaim writes in the Likutei Halachos, he wrote like a riff, a caption where you have no riff. So he wrote as a double partial that a mum lechal shabbos b'fahesia or mum lerev din ha-Torah also is not permitted to eat korban pesach. And the Torah says korban echa means whoever is a mum lechal Torah kula. So Reichik said in the name of his father, Zohan l'Racham, I just saw Reichik that he thought that the Chafetz Chaim's chiddush was not necessarily mukhrach. He thought that it's limited after to what is actually Eved Avod Zorah. That Eved Avod Zorah is most, not only because if you have the second volume of the Masorah, which is written up there, but the Gemara has in the middle of Maseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Nun Beis a din that not only a Kohenim Sheshimshu L'Avodah Zarah not permitted to Yishamshu B'Migdash, that's based on a pasuk in Novi, even the Kalim, the Klisharis that we use for Avodah Zarah, you're not permitted to continue using in the Beis HaMigdash L'Shamayim. Why? What are you going to say? The Kalim Amumim, the Kli is Amumim Dina Ta'akum, the Kli is used by Kochay. I use a Kli b'shem Avodah Zarah. What, the Kli is not a Mumer? Nonetheless, Avodah Zarah is called Molus. So the fact that the din of Kohanim Sheshimshu Avodah Zarah, Yishamshu B'Migdosh, applies to Kalim, the Gemara applies it to Kalim, that shows that that's Megala, that the nature of the din by Kohanim Sheshimshu Avodah Zarah is not because they're Mumerim. It has nothing to do with Mumerim. It's because Avodah Zarah is Molus Lagavoya. So the Mela, once you say it's Avodah Zarah is Molus, it doesn't necessarily apply to Mechal Shabbos, but for Hesi Dina Ka'akum, and it doesn't necessarily apply to Mumul Rav Dina Teh, is also Dina Kaakum. That's a Mumul Sagavir, it's on the same level, Dina Kaakum. But if he's speaking about Avodah Zarah being Moses, who says that what violates Rav Dina Teh is as Moses as one who worships Avodah Zarah, and one is Mechal Shadis Befehesi, is as Moses an individual as one who's worshiping Avodah Zarah? And talking about Moses, Moses is only Avodah Zarah, perhaps. The fact is, even an opinion in the Meiri, Meiri quotes an opinion on Daf Chof Ches Himsochim, that whoever ever worships Avodah Zarah is not permitted to eat Korban Pesach even after he stays in the tshuva. Because he says, just like Korban Sheshimshu Avodah Zarah, Lo Yishamshu B'Migdosh, he says this is a similar thing. Even if he did tshuva, he's not permitted to eat Korban Pesach. Kol Ben Echa, Lo Yechol Bo, if he once did Avodah Zarah, he's never, for the rest of his life, permitted to participate in a Korban Pesach. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm going to say shiur at 1 o'clock for those who are interested on Hilchos Yerusha. Where is that shiur? Down the hall? I have to apologize. I made a mistake today. I thought the shiur was 11:15. I'm so used to vacation. Yesterday the shiur was 11:15. Sunday I read a song there. But the Tehrish in the Chosin is also not Kigavi Domi, unless you hold like Beshamai. Beshamai hold that Shtar Chai from the Bignes Kigavi Domi, and Allah is not like Beshamai. But you see, well, whenever it's Kigavi Dami, then it's called Shalachicha B'Yadecho, and there's no Din of Shemitah. What about if you have an Apotiki? Not only is it Kosev by Shibet Lo Sada B'Feirish, but if you have an Apotiki, that's the ratio of the Brisa. Tanya Yidach, the Gemara has a Brisa that has the Tanya about a Chach on it. And Lam Zayinam and Al-Sin Lo Sada Achaz Baal Rosai, Einim Hashem. V'lo Yoyed, I'll think of Kosev Pama Chosei Achrayim, Yavroim, Lecho, Ain't a mishamid. Below you, it is beishamid shita for sure. Well, what about the first part of the advice? It seems like Rachel Bavos. He said that's machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban. Halacha Lamai said that we pass like this hill, or like Rabbi Shmuel, that even if his sheep is like a famous karka, still the halacha in the shvitz is mishamid. Listen, you don't say that it's kigavi dami. Only beishamid help kigavi dami. What would it then be by an apotheke? Would you say that then it's Kigavi Dami or not? So the Rambam quotes the Braise. He holds the halacha that if you have an apotheke, it is Kigavi Dami. Rambam holds, no, we don't pass like any part of the Braise. Just like the second part of Shalom, it's been below you, the Lafil Kasek Pamachas Rachman, and Rambam was there. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, the Shalom, the Gemara passes against Shalom, the Gemara passes against Shalom, Yecha himself says you shouldn't follow his shita. Even the first part of the price is also not accepted lama. That's the machlokes in din. In the end, the Bava Metzia that's fulfilled. Whether, even though we don't accept the shami shita, the shtachoy from the limnus to gavi gavi, maybe by an apartity, maybe we would have, maybe then even the silver would be masking to the sham. So that's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban over there. Whenever it's kigavi gavi, then there's no din of shmita. And Puzbul with the Rabbanon is considered kigavi gavi. Puzbul is considered with the Rabbanon as if it were a Moses Shkirosa Lebezin. Moses Shkirosa Lebezin, because Bezin has the power of Hefka, Bezin Hefka, so that's considered like kigavi gavi. This halacha that ain't cursing Puzbul ala rakaita. Why is that? So again, the places on the top has two reasons. The Rishonim have two reasons. One reason is because the Milsa L'Shchicha L'Tikna Dei Rabban, and the Milsa L'Shchicha that a Malva should lend money to a Leiva doesn't have any karka. He won't be secure that he's going to collect back. If the Leiva has karka, then he knows, and the Malva knows for sure he'll be able to collect back. But if he doesn't have any karka, he may hide all of his Nechassim, he may lose all of the Nechassim, and he'll never be able to collect. But if he has karka, there's always going to be a way to collect from the karka. That's one deal. What if the card is only a mashu and the chayv is worth $1,000? The chayv says, you're going to be chayv, you're going to be as it said in the Masech HaSugit, that such a concept exists. Even on a small piece of card, anymore is a heavy tincture where you collect the full amount of money. And the other reason that Tyson gives, why is Enkos and Kuz, la la karka, is because it then is considered kigavi domi. Either we don't pass in kigavi domi, yeah. And the level of the Raisa Divin is like the Silo Shachar, and the Ligvus, not kigavi domi. But the Rabbanon, it's a called the Tigra Rabbanon, came in the Raisa Tikkun. So the Rabbanon, they said it should be considered kigavi domi. Either it's kigavi domi because of a different reason. Kruzbul is kigavi because it's Moses Terosu LeBezin. Whatever Bezin has the right to take away is kigavi domi, because no one's going to fight the Bezin. Bezin has the power of Hefke, Bezin Hefke. They can do whatever they want. So that's why it's called kigavi. So the answer is, yeah, it's a little bit kigavi because it's and given over to the hands of Bezin. If it were really fully given over to the hands of the Bezin, literally, Moses Torah to the Bezin, then it would work when Alter faces as a market. But he didn't actually give over the Shtachar to move Alter, he couldn't. Or to move the Shtar, he left the Shtar home and he gave the Shtar over to the Bezin. So he can't say it's really Moses Torah to the Bezin. Just that he declares orally that he's giving it over to the Bezin, and that's enough. So it's a little bit to Gavi Domin because the Bezin is involved. And it's a little bit to Gavi Domin because it's Karaka. But if you put the two together, that's why it's considered Shavachicha Biyadeh. It's a little kigavi because it's karka. It's a little kigavi because of the fact that Bezin is involved a little bit. Who has to have the karka? The loyde, not the malga. The loyde has to have the karka. So it's considered kigavi on the part of the malga because the loyde will not be able to prevent collection. The malga is assured of collecting that karka. Even though it's only karka kosher, what if the loyde doesn't have any karka? So as long as the Arev has karka, what if the Arev has no karka and the Loiva has no karka? If Nishan is Kayev, Loi has karka. Somebody owes money to the Loiva who owes me the money. I'm the Malva. I lend the Loiva lends someone else. So the din is, I have a right to go to the third person based on Shibud of the Ram Nasan. But the Malva goes up in the Pasuk, the Nasan Lashi Roshim Lo, Misha Roshim Shalom. I go to the third guy, right in the middle of Lam Zainim an hour. So therefore, if even the Loiva and the Arev neither have karka, but Nishan is Kayev, Lo, Laha Loiva has karka. The Gemara says you can write a Puzbul based on Shibud of the Rav Nosson. The Gemara would appear that we pass on like Rav Nosson. We do pass on like Rav Nosson here. That's in contradiction to the Gemara in the first Perek in Kedushin. And that says, well, in our work, it would appear that we don't pass on like Rav Nosson. So the place is there, discusses it and explains why the superficial pshat of the Gemara Kedushin was incorrect. The Gemara never really said that, but we don't. The Gemara says there are two things that the Talmud said is there. Whether the dinim of Evidini have limited dafti to Machru Bezin, even to Mecher Atzma. So the Rama passes that it only applies to Machru Bezin. All the special dinim don't apply to Din of Hanok. Specifically, the Din of Hanok only applies to Machru Bezin. It doesn't apply to Mecher Atzma. And the Gemara says, the Darshan the Pasuk, Hanik Tanik Lo, the Lo to somebody else. The word lo, you only give hanukkah to him to the exclusion of someone else, to the exclusion of whom? So did he say to the exclusion of a mecher atzmo? Only if machru bezin. If they were sold like they bezin, then there's a din of hanukkah. But if he's a mecher atzmo, then there's no din of hanukkah. That's one way to learn. Or if you hold that the din of hanukkah applies equally both to mecher atzmo and to machru bezin, what do you do with the new lo? Hanukkah is the lo to whom? One says, the lo le bafozo. That if you have to give hanukkah to the Yavidiv, and the Yavidiv owes money to somebody else, one might have thought that you should have to give it directly. The Baal Chayv has a right to collect from you because if I owe you, you owe him. he should be able to collect from me. So that's the pasuk says, "Nafak Rav Nosson." I'm kind of glad, but all the back over it. The din of Rav Nosson doesn't apply. So the Gemara asks, "How does the other kind of know to dash and how the kind of glad all the mechar atzmo? Why doesn't he dash and glad all the back over?" The Gemara says, "No, you hold the chalal. There's no din of Rav Nosson. There's nothing should be the Rav Nosson. That's the problem. We pass like that time. The Rama passes like that time. This is the pass like that time." That the din of Hanukkah only applies to Machlu Bezin, doesn't apply to Mechar Atzmo. So then the Gemara said, that time obviously doesn't hold from, he never holds from the din of Shibuda Drab Nasim. So how can we pass it? And our Gemara says, you do pass from Shibuda Drab Nasim. Same thing in Stokhan, that Lamed Aleph, it says, you do pass from Shibuda Drab Nasim. That place is Kash. The place is, this is the way out of the Kash. The Gemara there in Kibushim didn't mean to say, if you never hold from Shibuda Drab Nasim, in this instance, you won't apply, you can't apply Shibuda Drab Nasim to Hanukkah. The question is, why not? Oh, there are different explanations, why not? But that's all the Gemara meant. But basically, you do hold from the din of Shibuda Drab Nasim. We don't have any other living, Bizman is there. Because Bizman Shein Al Yevon Noid, there's no other living. That's the Gemara that tells us about it. Bizman Shein Al Yevon Noid, there's no din of other living. The Ritvoa has this wild shot in Kiddushin. He says that there's no other living, Bizman Shein Al Yevon Noid, means that the other living doesn't have a heter Shikach Nainis. But if a guy wants to sell himself, there will be a din of other living, even Bizman is there. There's no heter Shikach Nainis. If he wants to sell, there will be an other living. That's what he says, Pshat. It's usually assumed that there's no evidivi at all, the Pashuk Pshat. So we don't have this, there's no evidivi, so there's no din of Hanukkah Bechlau, there's none of it, there's nothing to discuss. Sefer Achinuch writes that there's a Amidas Chasidus that's based on the din of Hanukkah. That when you, when a person works for you for an extended period of time, and you get rid of him, so you should give him severance pay. If he retires, the proper thing is to give him a bonus at the end. So that's based, he says, that's based on this, he says it's not a real chiyuv, but that's based on this din deraisa of Hanukkah. The minig, is it binding? You have a minig, is it binding? Yes, it is binding, that's what the person says. The Mishnah says in Bav Metzia, HaKol K'minig HaMdina. It says in the Mishnah, if I engage workers, so the din HaTorah is that the worker has to work from Alois HaShachar till Seis HaKom all day long. What if I told him in advance, you don't have to work all day long, it's 9 to 5. If I was after, say, before maybe, and 9 is way after Alos HaShachar, let's say it's 9 to 3. It's cooler in both directions. 9 is way after Alos HaShachar, 3 is way before Seis HaShachar. So it's also good if I said so with Harish. What if I didn't say so with Harish? But the Minig Amdina, everybody knows, they work 9 to 5 or 9 to 3, everybody knows what it is. So the Mishnah says, HaTol Minig Amdina. So the Yerushalmi says that usually the Klal is HaMotem Mechaber Olof HaRayah. I say, the guy works the whole week from 9 to 5 and he wants me to pay him salary at the end of the week. I say, I should pay you. The din HaTorah is you have to work from Alois HaShachar to Seis HaShachar. You didn't work the whole day, I'm only going to pay you part. I'm only going to pay you part. And he says, what are you talking about? The Minig Amdina is that no one works the whole day. Who works from the crack of dawn till Seis HaShachar? Everybody works 9 to 5 or 9 to 3. So the Yerushalmi says that although usually the din is HaMotem Mechaber Olof HaRayah, that whoever wants to be made from the Muslim has to prove it here, the worker doesn't have to prove it to the boss. The Minig Amdina is considered the best proof. Since the Minig Amdina is that all the work is worth 9 to 3 and 9 to 5, so that's considered the best proof. So that's based on that Yerushalmi, it's assumed whenever you have a Minig Kavua, it's very clear what the Minig is, even though they never made explicit statements about the obligation, it's assumed that that's what the obligation will be. So if it's very clear that the Minig Amdina is, in some of the Minigs it's clear, it's very clear that the Minig Amdina is that you give severance pay or you give a bonus at the end, then Halacha says that you're mechuyav to it, as if they have specified. Unless they said in advance, no bonuses, no severance pay, and that's all. No side bonuses at all. Zero. But if they didn't say the Ferish otherwise, then you say that the Minig Amdina is binding, stilu hisni, as if they had specifically, expressly said so in advance. If, let's say, you have such a Minig Amdina that they do pay such severance pay, then you're mechuyav to pay. But not in all cases. In some cases there is no Minig HaMdina. The first we talk about it. When do you have such a Minig HaMdina and when not? So a lot of the Dina Torah revolves about settings. People are fired from the job, so they're not affected. And then they want to get paid bonuses not. They want to get paid for work that they never did.
a lot of details in the Poskim Adashi. When are they entitled and when are they not entitled? Why was Rabbi Yechanan so hesitant? Was he so nervous? What's so difficult to Paskin Aloha? Doesn't say the Feirish. So it doesn't say the Feirish. Why can't he take a stand? So the Sefer HaTrumos quotes the name of the Ramban here because obviously he held that Shvi's Kizman Azeh is Deraita. So he held that the Sefer Deraita is the Chumash. Neshan Medamin, I'm mistopic to say, he's Kamadumali. He thinks that the Din is so, but it's not the Vadoya. But since he's not himself Vadai, so if Shemitah is really a Din Deraita, So then you wouldn't rely on Rabbi Yechanan's word. But we pass him up, but the Tumim says, but we who assume as Ban Azeh that Shviz is only with the Rabbonot, should follow Rabbi Yechanan's sheet. Because there should be a sake of the Rabbonot on the Tumim. That's how the Tumim suggests, based on the sake of Tumim. We discussed the Zayvid and the Balamor sheet. The Zayvid and the Balamor both hold that Shemitah is Ban Azeh. It's not only not their eyes, it's not even the Rabbanon, it's only Midas Chassidus. Why is it not even with the Rabbanon? In order to have Shemitah, their eyes, you have to have Yovel. So whenever there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah. But another thing, in order to have Shemitah, their eyes, just like in order to have Yovel, you have to have a bezin counting the years to know what year it is, so too in order to have Shemitah, you have to have a bezin counting the years. So even when the Yovel is not Noyed, Shemitah is Noyed with the Rabbanon, if you have, provided you have a bezin and everything else counting the years. But Bizman Azeh, Bizman Azeh, Bizman Hu Amerayim, Bizman Azeh, we don't even have any Bezin anywhere counting any years. So that's why they're rising in Balamor Ho, that there isn't even any Shemitah in the Rabbon. The whole thing is only Yiddish Chassidus. Someone wrote an essay recently about this. That maybe we should charge the chief rabbi into Eretz Yisrael, or Badatz, or whatever, some Rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael, some Tzadikim should get together. The Medegel HaTorah, whoever, all the Rabbonim should establish a group of Rabbonim, and every year they should declare what year it is for the Shemitah. Sure. They should fulfill this mitzvah deraita. That the bezin, the rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael have a mitzvah, they don't have any smicha. So there are no real rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. That's the issue. That's what the guy wrote the whole essay about. You have to have smicha to fulfill this mitzvah deraita. So the spartan lacha. They should start whatever they think to begin it. According to the minig adverb, and they should start counting. In order to make it at least that the Shemitah is not as there is only Midas Chassidus because no one's counting, the Chad should have somebody count, at least make it into a Dirabon. This elevated from a Minyan to a Din Dirabon by having a Bezin count. We have so many Rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael. Every organization has their own Rabbonim. But they should all start counting. Then we have two spookers, the Hefke Bezin Hefke. And the Rashba pointed out that the second pasuk teaches you more than the first pasuk. The first pasuk only teaches you that the Bezin has a right to be mafkir mamon. The second pasuk teaches you that you even have a right to not only to be mafkir but to be machna lachir. This is a big dispute in Achrayim. On the bottom of the page, these are all the ma'amakamis in this edition of the Gemara. These are all the ma'amakamis to the Achrayim where they dispute whether this is the right of the Rabbanim. It's certainly true that Hefke Bezin Hefke has not only the ability to be mafkir but even to be machna lachir. But is this second step the right of or the Rabbanim, that's the big dispute. So the Rajman himself says the Feirish, that's what the second Pasuk added on to the first Pasuk, and even that is also there. Okay, Lineta tomorrow will have to continue some more. Is everybody here? I suppose the Hikitani. Where's Yossi Yadev? Over there, hold on. Aya Adler. Richard Eller. Not Mashiach. Right. How come? They keep on having the same guys in all the movies. Barry Finkelstein. Oh, he's gay. Gerstel came for Shabbos. He went away for Sunday. Yoshua Grossman. Gary Clayton. Is he here? No? Yeah. Sam Levine. Mermelstein. What was Steve's idea? Usually, yeah? What's the matter? Jonathan Miskin?
Yes.
Who's Miskin?